Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, a guy I've always had a lot of respect for. Back in the days when I was breaking into this business and trying to learn from some of the best in the state of Michigan, we're talking about longtime Detroit News columnist Jerry Green. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Jack. How are you? You made me sound old already, which is true. But
actually, people have asked me, you know, who handled the Heisman Trophy stuff in the state of Michigan before you did? And I think I'm talking to the guy. So I want to talk a little bit about Tom Dempsey and the 63-yard field goal that is still as long as any kick ever made in NFL regular season history. But of course, it led to a Detroit Lions loss, and you were there that day in New Orleans. What do you remember about that wacky scene?
Well, first of all, I remember Karras laughing on the field, not even really trying to go in and block it. He thought it was so ridiculous, Alex Karras. I remember more vividly that the Lions had scored with about
I think 11 seconds left. Someone told me Errol Mann kicked a field goal.
Errol Mann kicked a field goal to put the Lions ahead, I think, 17-16.
Correct.
And there's, instead of running the clock down before the field goal, these things still happen, don't they? Because it was very similar to what happened yesterday
with
the Lions.
Yeah.
Greg Landry, who was a very young quarterback at the time, did not call timeout too soon rather than running the clock down to 4 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it enabled New Orleans to return the ensuing kickoff to about the 20-yard line. Then I think Billy Kilmer,
right,
was the quarterback. He threw to Al Dodd, who ran a sideline pattern, stopped the clock, and gave the Saints the opportunity to kick a field goal from their own 37. If you remember, the goalpost from the goal line.
Right, exactly. It's just so strange to think someone's going to line up at his own 37-yard line to try to kick a field goal, but that's the way it went.
Well, that's the way it was, and as with yesterday, the Lions lost the game they should have won.
Yeah. And Tom Dempsey was nicknamed Stumpy because he was an odd-looking character, but he also had half of a right foot.
And, yeah, he had part of his foot cut off, and he used a very solid boot. I think there was metal in it.
Yeah.
Now, he was not a soccer-style kicker, which is the everybody's a soccer-style kicker in the NFL now, everybody
right.
who kicks.
Right.
He was a straight-on kicker, and he kicked it with the boot, and he thumped it. And it really upset the Lions. Before the Super Bowl with the Saints in it last February, I called Joe Schmidt, who was the coach of the Lions at the time, because I recall going into the Lions locker room and somebody had knocked over the blackboard where plays were diagrammed, and there was a huge hole in it. And I always accused Chuck Knox, who was one of the assistant coaches, of doing that. And Joe told me he was the one who did it.
He did it. Joe Schmidt did it.
Yeah. And the game was in the old Sugar Bowl. In New Orleans, Tulane Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing scene. And the odd thing is, I was getting ready to go down to the locker room, and the elevator came up from the up to the press box, and I was going to jump aboard and get on it because, you know, this was
sure.
crazy. So, but John Meekum, who owned the Saints, told the elevator operator, hold it a minute, I want to see this. So So I stayed, and I saw it, too. And I think that the ball just went and went and went and dropped through the goalpost.
Amazing. Tom Dempsey, 22 years old at that point, and everyone knows the story about his right foot. They don't realize he also had four fingers missing on his right hand. And when they told him he was going to kick a long field goal, they didn't tell him it was 63 yards, but they've been telling him about it for the last 40 years. We talk about 40 years, and that would have been the fifth year as a head football coach for Joe Paterno, someone you knew very well from Brown University, yeah. Correct?
Right.
And when you saw Joe Paterno win game number 400 and be out on the sidelines at age 83, what went through your mind Saturday?
Well, a couple of things went through my mind. One, I think it's time for Joe to retire. I haven't thought that until now. Mm-hmm. I'd admired his persistence
right.
and his refusal to retire. And but I think the time has come. I don't think the game's passing by, but he's getting a little creaky.
Yeah.
He was my classmate at Brown. He was a quarterback there, and he was a very good quarterback and a winner. And certainly he's an immortal as a coach, but they'll play Michigan State the last game of the regular season in State College. And
Do you think he will retire, Jerry?
I think he has to by now. I mean, you can't coach at 84, can you?
I don't think so.
All you can do at 84 is start playing golf.
Well, you got room in your foursome in Palm Springs, right?
I do. since I started at age 80, I guess Joe could.
Well, but, you know, you started at age 80, you can probably still beat Jack Berry.
I doubt that.
You doubt that? Okay. All right. I wanted to ask you one other very quick question. We have about a minute to go. Sparky Anderson passing, and when I did the book, Tales from the Detroit Tigers Dugout, I had a chance to get some stories from you. And you talked about going in, and you'd want to ask him about something in a fourth inning, and the next thing you knew, he had you completely off balance and going a different direction.
Absolutely. I did a couple of columns. I'm in California, and I flew out here last Wednesday. And before I got out of the airport, the Detroit News called me and asked me if I could give them a column about Sparky just being in hospice. And then I also did one for Fox Sports Detroit. Mm-hmm. And in that one, I talked about Eric King, who was a pitcher for the Tigers. And Sparky would save me.
Right.
I'd go out to the ballpark with a blank and needed a column. I'd walk in, say one thing, and Sparky would talk for the next 15 minutes.
He could do that to you. He would give you a column, and never a blank notebook with Sparky Anderson. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And 40 years ago today, I'm sure you'll see it on Monday Night Football. They will replay.
Okay, thanks very much for thinking of me.
All right. Jerry Green, former Detroit News columnist.